Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in the heavenly realms with every spiritual blessing in Christ. Our passage comes from the gospel that you've just heard, starting again, just a portion of it. After 6 days, Jesus took with him Peter, James, and John, the brother of James, and led them up a high mountain by themselves. There he was transfigured before them. His face shone like the sun, and his clothes became as white as light. And then there appeared before him Moses, Elijah, talking with Jesus. And Peter said to Jesus, "Lord, it is good for us to be here. If you wish, I will put up 3 shelters, one for you, one for Moses, one for Elijah." While he was still speaking, a bright cloud covered them, and a voice from the cloud said, "This is my Son, whom I love. With him I am well pleased. Listen to him." It's not as if Peter, James, John had not listened to Jesus before. They considered him their teacher. They traveled with him. They hung on his every word. Listen to him was not a simple reminder to keep paying attention, as though the disciples had grown careless. It was something far deeper. It was God anchoring them to his Son's word before the cross. For soon, Jesus would speak words they did not want to hear. Words like he would suffer, be rejected, and die. These were not words meant to prepare them emotionally, but words meant to sustain them when sight would fail. What was coming was not a tragedy, nor was it a mistake. Instead, it was necessary for the salvation of the world. In the words of Isaiah, Jesus would be pierced for our transgressions, be crushed for our iniquities. He would willfully offer his back to those who beat him, his cheeks to those who pulled out his beard. He would not hide or withdraw from the punishment. He would not call down his army of angels to defend and free him. On the cross, in full obedience, he would bear the punishment for the sins of all humanity. He would do all of this to bring us peace. And Peter, James, John, they would soon be witnesses to all of this. They would look upon the man who taught them that he was the Son of God. A man who would hang upon a cross as a bloody sacrifice. And they would wonder how this could be so. For surely God could not allow it. They would also be witness to his resurrection. They would be recipients of the Holy Spirit. And they would know that everything Jesus taught about himself was proven true. "This is my Son whom I love. With him I am well pleased. Listen to him." Upon that mountain, God didn't give the apostles something to do or something to build. Instead, he gave them someone to hear. And now the church is being led into Lent. And today we hear the same words from God about his Son. He is calling us not to do something, not to build something, but to listen. Listen to Jesus. And here's a crucial takeaway for us. on the mountain, God told the apostles to listen to the living Christ. You see, he had not yet been killed. He was still with them in the flesh. He was still living, still breathing. He was still experiencing all the things that they were experiencing. Hunger, weakness, sadness, joy. He was alive. He was present. He was relatable. And they were to listen to him. Today we hear the same command. Listen to him. This doesn't mean that we're listening to the lessons of one who has simply gone before us. Someone who once lived and whose words echo now through the pages of history. No, this is a command to listen to the same living Jesus, where he promises to speak through his living word. Same Jesus who walked with the disciples, who ate with the disciples, who experienced everything they did. That Jesus, the one who did die but rose from the grave. That Jesus, the one who is alive today. He's alive today as he was that day on the mountain. Listen to him. And what were they to listen to? Not words of glory, but the words Jesus had already spoken to them and would continue to speak to them. Words of suffering, rejection, death. He would continue to speak this word as they came down the mountain. It's not what they wanted to hear, but it was what they needed to hear for what was about to happen. It was not an accident, but the will of God for the salvation of the world. Listen to him. Not because listening itself is a work that keeps faith alive, but because through his word, God himself preserves us, his people. The word Jesus speaks of suffering, of the cross, of forgiveness, was the word that carried the disciples through what their eyes could not understand. And it's the same word that carries us now. The same word that brings us comfort, that reminds us of the hope that we have in Christ. The Christ crucified, but the Christ risen. And it's in that hope that we know that those who have gone before us stand before him. And we too will one day. As we're led from Christmas into Lent, the glory fades from sight. Ashes replace light. Repentance replaces wonder. But Christ has not gone silent. The one who shone on that mountain now speaks. In humility, in suffering, but also in mercy. And where his word is heard, there he is present, crucified and risen for the forgiveness of our sins. So listen to him. Not to climb back up the mountain, but to follow him down the path to the cross. For the word he speaks is faithful and true. And it will carry us all the way down the mountain, through the cross, through the empty grave, and into the resurrection. Listen to him. Please pray with me. Lord Jesus Christ, beloved Son of the Father, Keep us attentive to your word. When glory is hidden and the way of the cross lies before us, preserve us by your voice alone. Lead us in repentance. Sustain us by your promises. And grant us peace through your holy cross. For you live and reign with the Father and Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.